This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles paraded through the streets of Gaza City, and the group's top leader appeared in public for the first time. Saturday's defiant show of strength came on the first full day of a ceasefire that halted the group's war with Israel after 11 days. Also, Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce that ended the fourth Israel-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza, while Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Lava from a volcanic eruption continued to flow in parts of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma. Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted Saturday, sending panicked residents from the nearby city of Goma evacuating. Nyiragongo last erupted in 2002, killing 250 people and making 120,000 people homeless after the lava flowed into Goma. British health officials say a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective as against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister said the data was groundbreaking and he was increasingly hopeful that the government would be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. A study by the Public Health England found the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was 88% effective against the symptomatic disease from the variant 2 weeks after the second dose.